looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. A little different sound there for you this December the 15th, 2013. Been looking forward to being with you. There's a lot to talk about. We've been going through a week of dealing with tree issues, ice, storm damage, so we'll be talking about that some. And anything you'd like to chat about, the telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by BioSI. BioSI is the company that produces a wonderful line of products that contain beneficial microbes, beneficial bacteria, and mycorrhizal fungi. And they have products that cover all sorts of things. I'll talk to you a little bit more about them. There was one specific one I wanted to talk about a little bit more today. But it's BioSI, B-I-O, and then capital S, period, capital I, period. And you can see their little banner ad on our website on dirtdoctor.com or go straight to their website to find out how to purchase these products, and they're available for you wherever you are out there. I want to start the show by telling you a little bit of a sad thing, but we had a celebration of the life of my father, who just died at the young age of 97. And we visited with all friends and family over in Pittsburgh, Texas. It was good to see everybody. It's just a shame that it takes a lot of times a sad occasion to get friends and relatives together on a basis that we ought to do more often, I guess. At least we should. But my dad was a really good man, had a lot of friends. In fact, a lot of the people came that were friends were my age. It was an interesting thing to catch up with some of the folks that are my age and some younger. There were not very many of us at the event that were not retired. An awful lot of people have retired now, so it was interesting to find out what folks were doing. But anyway, my dad's the one that taught me to play golf, taught me to play basketball, taught me to water ski. He was a really good athlete himself. Grew up in Pittsburgh, Texas. Married my mom from Pittsburgh, Texas. In fact, they met because he was the star, one of the stars of the football team, and on one play ran out of bounds and ran over her. I think that was the start of their relationship. Mom passed away a few years back, so it's a sad time, but we had a nice celebration of his life. A lot of good stories, funny kinds of things. He and my mom were in the business over in East Texas that you would have to call being in the business of a little of everything. He graduated from high school, never really went to college. He actually hitchhiked up to Chicago to go to radio school and did that. And then he and my mom lived in San Antonio for, I think, a short period of time, then ended up in Pittsburgh, and he opened a business doing repair work on radios. And that led into doing TVs. We were the stars of Pittsburgh, Texas at one point later on because we had the first color television in Pittsburgh, Texas. And people were bringing that up yesterday, talking about the fact that they really liked being friends and liked coming over and seeing the color television. That evolved into being in the furniture and appliance business. He was the Western Union office in Pittsburgh, Texas. Pittsburgh, for those of you not familiar with that little town, about 4,000 people in East Texas. And whatever we wanted to get into, he kind of got into that business too. As we got into fishing, he put in fishing tackle and fishing poles in the store and got interested in model planes. He had model plane stuff in the store. So you kind of see how it evolved there. But anyway, Jewel P. Garrett, 97 years old. The P, by the way, stood for nothing, stood for P, because my grandmother liked the name Jewel P. Lightfoot, who was a politician back in those days, and that's who he was named after. So the P was just a P, didn't stand for anything. Anyway, we'll talk about gardening. I want to start by talking about a few things, but we've got some people that have called in really early this morning, and we'll, rather than me launching off into something long, let me tell you a couple of quick things, and then we'll go ahead and go to the phone, then I'll work in some of the tree issues I want to talk about, and we'll talk about anything you'd like to discuss. That's always fair game. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. There was another Marine at the event yesterday, too, that I hadn't met before. We got to share a little bit of information. My tea is a good one this morning that I recommend you try. It's a mixture of ginger and lemon. I was reading an article recently about how beneficial drinking a lemony warm drink, just a warm drink, I think is number one. If it has lemon juice in it, probably makes it even better. As a first thing in the morning or before meals, or try to do during or after meals. In other words, just about any time. Warm drinks are much better for you than cold drinks. Lemon in the warm is even better. So mixing ginger, which is also very good for you, together with lemon is something that I recommend, kind of a regular tea that I do. And let's see what else before we go to the phone. People are going to probably be calling today about ladybugs being inside the house. We stayed in a really neat little place over in Pittsburgh for the services and everything for a couple of days. We were over there, and we noticed that ladybugs were coming inside. Very common occurrence, and we'll talk about that a little bit as we go. But right now we're going to go to the phones and talk to the people who called in early this morning. Carol in Humble, Texas. Humble or Humble, Texas? How do you pronounce it, Carol? Hello, Carol.
Yes.
You pronounce it Humble or Humble?
It's Humble.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My St. Augustine grass is suffering in the backyard because I have young dogs who play a lot and have run trails through the St. Augustine, which is has killed part of it. And their little trails, and they're young. It's not going to get any better for a while. And I wondered if in the spring or sometime February or something, I might plant Bermuda seeds to get Bermuda to start back there, because the San Augustine runners and squares that I would go by at the garden store would really not survive. So how well would Bermuda take hold?
Well, first question is it full sun?
Most of it is.
Okay. I've got good news and bad news. We can establish Bermuda there is the good news if you do one simple thing.
Okay.
And that is keep the dogs off of the area.
They have to go out and do their business and you know, at least do that.
If they go out just occasionally to do that, that's fine. But if you leave them outside, there's no possible way to establish grass mm-hmm. in those areas where the dogs run. And as you know already, the dogs will tend to run the same place all the time.
Yes.
So those trails,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So the only way you're going to get grass established there is keep the dogs in the house when you're not with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or a dog run, and I'm a very big fan of dog runs. I think they're important. Some people think that they're inhumane for some strange reason. I don't know why, because they're not. It can be a very small area. The best surface for a dog run is smooth concrete or almost perfectly smooth concrete. It's good for their pads, easy to clean, wears their toenails down so you don't have to clip them as often
right.
and that sort of thing. And it can be very small. I used to design, when I was in primarily the landscape architecture business, we designed a lot of residential properties that had dog runs, and I tended to make them real big. I thought that'd be real good for the dogs, you know, so they had plenty of room to run. And finally, a vet told me, in fact, had a couple of vets tell me that was a waste of space, that the dogs didn't need a lot of room like that, just enough to kind of lay around and get around, because when you're there, you're going to let them out. They're only going to be there when you're not there. And so it can be a very small place. Chain link fence is the most practical thing to do because it's so inexpensive. And if it's wood, some dogs, you know, will eat right through wood, and they want chain link. So to get the grass established, you got to get them off of there while it's being established, and then let them out there intermittently when you're with them and, you know, when they need to do their business.
Yep. All right. We'll check it out.
Okay. Thank you. And that does, and it doesn't matter whether you're planting St. Augustine grass or Bermuda or Zoysia. I mean, I'll talk about that a little more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at BioSITechnology.com. That's BioSITechnology.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Here in East Tawakoni is Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Howard. I have a problem that I'm hoping you can help me with. My husband and I just bought this property, and it's got some massive post oaks on it. I mean, I'm talking like 60 inches at the base of the tree.
Wow, cool.
But the bad thing about it is we noticed this summer when we moved in that it had on the leaves a sticky, cottony substance, and we noticed that it's starting to get on some of the other large trees out there as well, and we were wondering what we should do about that.
Well, I've seen that before. It's fairly common, and it's I can probably tell you exactly what the deal is, but do you have any history of what has been done on that property before you got it?
Oh, no, not at all. I know that there was an elderly couple that was there for probably 15 years, so I don't think, a whole lot, was done to it at all. But I've noticed that it's on the neighbor's trees as well, and it looks like it may have been there longer because they are already, they've been losing a lot of limbs and some trees, actually.
Do you know if cattle have been run on the property or any kind of livestock?
No, uh-uh.
Nothing has?
No.
Wow.
No, that's up to the Sabine River Authority. We're right there on the lake.
Interesting. Well, the most common thing that causes that situation is people putting out broadleaf herbicides in the area to try to kill the broadleaf so that they can grow the grass for grazing purposes. We've dealt with some specific projects, and when you reverse that, do a detox program of some kind. I've got a very detailed detox program that you can find on my website on dirtdoctor.com in the library.
Uh-huh.
And it's several steps. You can do a simple version of it by spraying compost tea or the whole Garrett juice mixture or putting out a thin layer of compost. In other words, just start the process of putting out things that will stimulate biological activity. And it's remarkable how quickly that insect problem will go away. Now, the second thing that can cause that situation of mealybugs is what you're looking at there, attacking a post oak, a native tree like that, is that the flares have been covered up. Now, the flares of the are at the base, of the tree, and that's part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And if it gets covered whether it was done by the people that own the property or if it's done naturally by the place flooding and silt building up, that can lead to that issue. So if the flares are still nicely visible on the trees, you know it's one of the other things. It almost is impossible for it not to be some kind of a stressful intrusion into the root system of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And you've got, you can detox. I mean, it's easy to do is detox it. And part of the detox program when you're working with trees is to get the soil off the flares. So take a look at that and see if there's any of that. But somewhere along the line, somebody has done something, or nature has flooded it and built up the, you know, soil and silt on the flares. If you can see the flares, that means that somebody has done something to hurt your trees.
Okay.
It's fixable. It's very much fixable, but there, what you have to do is get the biological activity and the health of the soil back because somebody's fouled it up.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, and send me some pictures. I'd like to see that. Those are gigantic post oaks. So.
Oh, they are just enormous. I will do that.
Take pictures of the base so we can look at the flare and talk about that, and close-ups of the foliage in this insect, which is almost positive is mealybugs, and then overall pictures, and we'll use this to help other people with trees as well.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we've got open lines now for you at 866-444-3478. So jump in here. Let's see. Let's get into talking about trees a little bit. This will give us a good time to do. Oh, one thing I need to also tell you that I didn't do is that I have not been doing a good job the last couple of weeks with the doggies. This week's dog is pretty cool looking. Bogart, an adorable three-year-old Labrador retriever mix. He looks like a Heinz 57 to me. He looks like a friendly guy. So check him out on our website. He's at the SPCA of Dallas, and he's looking for a forever home. Really friendly little guy, and says that he loves to play, and he's somebody that you need to check out. We need to get him a home. Bogart looks like a good one. He has been neutered, microchipped, heartworm tested. He's negative. He's received all his age-appropriate vaccinations and all that stuff. So check out Bogart. Got a picture of him smiling at you on our website. Go to the SPCA button there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. But the bad news is that Lucky and Monopoly from the last 2 weeks are still up for adoption, too, so check them out, too. We've got three pooches that we need to help out, probably a lot more than that, but those three for sure. Let's take a look at them, and if you've been thinking about a pet, nothing's better than a rescued mutt. That's what we've got. We've got a big black one and a little bitty white one. We at the web, you know, we were in black a couple of days ago in our event over in Pittsburgh, and we took a lot of Tater, our little white dog, with us. We had white hair all over our clothes. Spent a lot of time, quite a bit of time before the services getting all that off. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The final goodbye to Nelson Mandela has ended in his home village. Big guns fired a salute, and military servicemen marched behind his casket on a winding dirt road today. Several thousand guests, some singing and dancing, gathered at a huge tent at the family compound of the anti-apartheid icon. Winter is not officially here on the calendar, but many in the Northeast are tired of it already. The weather from Ohio to Pennsylvania and on into New England, very hard due to heavy snowfall, and more is coming for New England states today. Demonstrators on both sides gathered in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, today as tensions run strong after nearly a month of crisis. The opposition's confidence being bolstered after riot police stood down just the other day. They want to turn toward the EU. The government's turning toward Russia. And Jameis Winston, as expected, has won the Heisman Trophy. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
With S-Word Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. LeBron James had another productive game against his former team. James scored 25 points on 9 of 12 shooting as the Miami Heat down Cleveland 114-107. He says the Heat composed themselves after giving up a 19-point lead.
They collapsed our defense. We got in foul trouble. They slowed the game down, but
it's a game of runs.
One thing about us, we don't panic. We figure it out and move on.
Chris Paul's 38 points highlighted the LA Clippers' 113-97 route of Washington. Clippers forward Blake Griffin with 16 points says their 4-3 road record was disappointing.
We still feel like we could have done much better, and we feel like we gave a couple games away.
Kobe Bryant scored a season-high 21 and hit 2 free throws with 37 seconds left to lead the Lakers past the Bobcats 88-85. Portland improved to Western Conference best 20-4, doubting Philadelphia 139-105. San Antonio is 19-4 after they beat Utah 100-84. Elsewhere, it was New York 111, Atlanta 106, Toronto 99, Chicago 77, Dallas 106, Milwaukee 93. This is Esser in Sports. The NHL, 2 power play goals gave Pittsburgh a 4-1 win over Detroit. NHL scoring leader Sidney Crosby with 2 goals had 1 of the power plays for the Pens.
Started well on the power play, got the lead, and shut them down on that 5-minute power play.
Vancouver beat Boston 6-2. The Bruins now 1 point behind the Eastern Conference leading Penguins. Rookie netminder Martin Jones is 5-0 after Los Angeles beat Ottawa 5-2. It was Toronto 7, Chicago 3 to end the Blackhawks' 3-game winning streak. Matt Stajan scored 42 seconds to overtime to give Calgary a 2-1 victory at Buffalo. Other overtime winners, St. Louis 4, Columbus 3, and Montreal 1-0 over the Islanders. Minnesota won a shootout over Colorado 2-1. Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn each scored twice as Dallas beat Winnipeg 6-4. Elsewhere, it was New Jersey 3, Tampa Bay nothing, Carolina 3, Phoenix 1, Nashville 3-2 over San Jose. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And number's 866-444-3478. Here's Myron in Osage, Orange County, California. Oh, Orange County. Osage, Orange County. I just invented a new county for you, Myron. What's going on?
That's great. Hey, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'd love to grow some blueberries here, but we've got alkaline soil. Mm-hmm. And other folks are nearby are doing it. But they're doing it by mulching with a bale of peat moss every year. And I know you wouldn't recommend that. So I was wondering what you would recommend to get the pH of the soil more suitable for blueberries.
Well, I just would, instead of using peat moss, I'd use compost, Myron, and some of the other amendments that we recommend. When you use compost and green sand and various rock minerals and the sugar type products that we talk about and the mixture that we call Garrett juice, whether you make it yourself or get the commercial version, that's exactly, we have very close relationships with people that are growing blueberries, so we know quite a bit about it, and it's important that you not only change the pH, is not that important. What's important is for it to be a well-balanced soil where the trace minerals are available to the plant. When you do that, it does lower the pH, you know, just at the right place and to the right point. But you don't just do the soil. You also have to do something with your water. And the people that are really having tremendous success that we are familiar with are actually putting just a kind of a diluted amount. Well, not even that diluted. In one case, they're using the Garrett juice mixture in the mix just like you would spray it, but they're injecting it into the water when they each time they irrigate. And so you're putting out something that's stimulating biological activity, you know, with every application. I think all of the ingredients in Garrett juice are important, but the most important one may be vinegar, because vinegar has those trace minerals. It is an acid material too, so really does help. And you can not only be successful growing blueberries, you'll have the biggest, most beautiful ones you've ever seen.
Well, that's great to hear. That's awesome. And yeah, I've been using the Garrett juice, so no problem there. I make it myself when I do large batches, and then
good.
I have some
good.
Of the pre-mixed stuff when I want to just do a little bit here and there. So
good.
This would be a small patch, so it'd be easy for me to implement that approach.
Build it up, make it a raised bed, and that happens easily, because when you add a whole lot of these materials we're talking about, it's basically the same bed preparation materials that we recommend all the time. You know, it's just maybe a little bit more of all of them. And when you do the Garrett juice, especially since you're making it yourself, you need to buy a product like the BioSI or whichever one you want to use that contains bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. That's the one that BioSI makes that I like the most. It has both fungus and bacteria in the same product.
Would the liquid that I collect out of my my worm composting bin do the same thing?
It'd be great. It might be all you need without adding anything else. See how your production goes. It always can give you a little bit more push, a little bit more benefit, you know, if you do actually add some microbes to it, even though earthworm castings leachate, you know, the tea made from that would be extremely good. It's just if you add the microbes to it, it might be even better. Just try it both ways and see which way works.
I can do that.
Okay. Keep me posted.
I appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thank you, Myron.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. A couple of things. Somebody sent me a – where was this? I guess this was an email. By the way, you can send an email question to us at info@dirtdoctor.com. You can also go to Facebook. More and more people are jumping in there. It's really easy to do photographs and all there. But somebody sent me a picture of a small pecan, wanted to know if I would recommend cutting the lower branches off the tree. Generally speaking, on any tree that's still small, you know, from a half inch up to 2 inch caliper, you know, small trees, it's a good idea in general to leave the lower branches. And the reason is you're going to have more leaf surface if you don't cut the limbs off, and that is going to collect more sunlight and produce more food, and the net result is you're going to get a quicker development and stronger development of the root system. At some point, you're going to have to cut the lower limbs away just for management reasons, but as long as you can, leave those lower limbs. I've got you can see it on Facebook. One of the pictures I put of the ice storm situation on Facebook was a shot, and in the same shot, the left tree is a lacy oak, which is one of my favorite trees just for residential property. It can't be beat. And then the one to the right is a close competitor, a big tooth maple, and I showed them all splayed open from the freezing rain that weighted them down. And luckily, it didn't break a twig. It just bent them over really badly. The next shot that I show on Facebook, you can go to Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrity, the one to get to my Facebook page. The second shot shows the same two trees after the ice has gone away and they've gone back up and didn't hurt them at all. And you can see in both cases that I've left a lot of low limbs on those two trees. And I've had them now, I've had them now 3 or 4 years, haven't cut them off. The fellows that mow my yard keep trying to get me to do it because they're in their way. But it develops bigger trunk diameter, stronger trunk diameter when you leave those lower limbs. And like I said, I think help make the tree develop a bigger root system, and that's going to make the tree have overall a little bit faster growth and be healthier in general. Cut them off when you need to, when they're in the way. But the longer you can leave them on there, the better it is, whether it's a pecan or some other fruit tree or an ornamental tree like the two that you'll see on my Facebook. So check that out. I'll talk to David, and then we'll get back to my deal. Here is David in Corsicana. Hi, David.
How you doing this morning?
Doing very well, thank you.
Let's see. I've got a methyl plum that's a couple of years old, and I was hearing that you really need more than one plum tree. Will a wild Mexican plum fertilize that?
Well, I'd recommend planting the wild Mexican plum anyway because it's a great tree, but the methyl plum is self-pollinating, and you don't need it.
Okay.
I'd do it anyway because I'd like to have both trees. In fact, even when you plant self-pollinating fruit trees, it's a good idea to plant more than one variety, because then if the weather is one way, you know, you'll have good luck with one variety. If it's another way, you know, the other varieties might work. So as much diversity as you can, in other words, is good. But you have selected an excellent plum with methyl. It can go alone.
Okay. Okay, and then I've got one more question on Brussels sprouts. I'd planted them from seed, you know, probably September. And what I'm getting is they're in the ground now, and it seems like that they want to stay short like a cabbage instead of growing tall like a Brussels sprout, and then you have the little sprouts up and down the stem.
Right.
Have any idea on that?
Well, they're slow to develop, so you may just have to be more patient and wait a little longer, David. What kind of fertilizer are you using?
You know, molasses, dry molasses, alfalfa meal, a few other things, you know, soft rock phosphate,
good.
Stuff like that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Mix you up a Garrett juice mixture and drench, and nothing will help you. You know, set buds and everything better than that mixture. Everything in it, several of the ingredients in that formula help with that. But, again, Brussels sprouts are just slow. So just be patient. They'll probably do fine.
Yeah, you know, I noticed, see, I had that same thing last year on some of them that I'd planted from seed. The stem would just get huge there at the bottom, and they'd, you know, send up quite a few leaves, but they just weren't wanting to go up. So,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe a weather thing or something. But
give them a little juice boost in the soil, and I think you'll see that that'll help a lot.
Well, all right, then. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
All right.
I haven't even gotten back with everything that happened. I'm working on a project that I've been away from the office for several days in a row, and then being out of town, I haven't even taken the floating row cover off my carrots yet, and they're doing fine. That's one of the nice things about floating row cover. If you cover something, if you have a hard frost coming in, then you can't get back around to taking it off, the plants can do well. The only problem with that is that if you leave it too long on something that's trying to grow vertically, it's going to hold back that vertical growth. So I'll try to get that off today. It's going to be quite a bit warmer today, so I need to get that done. Let's see here. Let's get back to trees for a second. The thing that I'm seeing around Dallas-Fort Worth area is kind of interesting. And wherever you are out there, if you've had ice damage and have any questions, let me know. There's an open line now at 866-444-3478. In most cases, we're seeing the trees that were bent badly straighten up to some degree. If they don't straighten all the way up, if they're still bent over, they're probably not going to straighten up all the way. The tip growth, if you leave them that way, the tip growth will turn and grow up, and it'll eventually, you know, be a symmetrical tree again, but it might always have a little crook in the trunk. A lot of trees, that's perfectly fine. In fact, I love it on most deciduous trees and even evergreen things like live oaks and things like that. I think crooked trunks are very distinctive. I have a big live oak in my backyard. That has a trunk that's growing out of the ground at a 45-degree angle for about 15 or 20 feet before it spreads out and is symmetrical at the top. It wasn't caused by ice damage. It was caused by the fact that when we bought the property, there was a big black willow tree growing over this real small little live oak, and the live oak was trying to grow out from under it out at a 45-degree angle. We left it there, and it's become a big tree now. I've told a few people that if the tree is bent so badly that you just can't accept the way it looks as it tries to straighten itself out or, you know, reestablish vertical growth on the tip or whatever it's going to do, if you just can't stand that, you have to resort to staking. And, you know, I don't like staking very much, but in some cases you just have to. And what you need to do is work with a nursery or a landscape contractor to use one of the newfangled staking systems that uses soft connections and not real rigidly connected to the tree, so the tree can still move a little bit. That's important. So we'll talk about it a little more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we've got open lines, so jump on here whenever you have time at 866-444-3478. There is an interesting thing going on with some nonprofit organizations, the Farm Foundation and NFP, which I'm not positive what that is, NFP, and the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation, which is up in Oklahoma. I'm familiar with them. They are doing something kind of interesting. They've announced a launch of a new initiative designed to bring attention to the critical role of soil health in the challenge of feeding 9 billion people by 2050. The announcement is being made to mark the World Soil Day on December the 5th. This happened a couple weeks ago, I guess, week ago, whatever. And that's great. That group, that bunch, the Noble Foundation, is one that's not organic totally at all, but they get involved in some of the rotational grazing stuff and some of the natural approaches that we talk about. And this is a great thing for them to get into. Believe it or not, there are actually people out there that scoff at the term soil health. I know it's bizarre, but there really are those people out there. They think that synthetic fertilizers are the way to go and don't get soil health at all, so they kind of poo-poo the whole idea. It says that the first working group completed its work, reaching a consensus on the definition of soil health, which is interesting, and their definition is this: the continued capacity of the soil to function as a vital living ecosystem that sustains plants, animals, and humans. Well, good. That'll bring some attention to the right kind of thing, hopefully. Another little report I wanted that's not positive I wanted to bring up. Matt told me about this morning. He ran into it on the internet. The title is "Artificial Sweetener Aspartame Safe to Drink in Current Amounts, Says European Regulators." In Amsterdam, the European Food Safety Authority has found that the artificial sweetener, aspartame, is safe for people to consume at the levels currently used in diet soft drinks. After conducting a major review of evidence, the agency said that It ruled out any potential risk of aspartame causing damage to genes and inducing cancer. The panel concluded that aspartame was not of safety concern at the current aspartame exposure estimates, the EFSA said in their summary report. Aspartame, the sweetener used in Diet Coke, is also known under the brand name NutraSweet. The finding will be welcome news to the Coca-Cola company, which recently launched an advertising campaign to dispel fears about Diet Coke after other studies showed that aspartame might be dangerous, leading to a fall in sales. The ESFA, the European Union's Food Risk Assessment Agency, is based in Parma, Italy. In the United States, aspartame and other artificial sweeteners are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. U.S. health officials say the studies have not provided clear evidence of an association between artificial sweeteners with cancer in humans. While the EFSA recommends an acceptable daily intake of 40 milligrams per kilogram body weight of aspartame, the FDA sets its daily limit at 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, 10 milligrams difference. The acceptable daily intake limit is set to be about 100 times less than the smallest amount that might cause health concerns, they say. The American Cancer Society points out, though, that that means about 3,750 milligrams of aspartame per day for a 165-pound person. That's about 21 cans of diet soda to exceed the recommended intake limits. Recent studies suggest artificial sweeteners may actually play a role in weight gain and risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. The research suggests that products don't satisfy sweet cravings in the brain and may lead people to consume more calorie-rich foods to compensate. A full copy of the new aspartame report can be accessed on EFSA website. Well, all I can say about this is that if you want to kill fire ants out in your yard, you can put aspartame on the fire ants, and it's very effective at killing them. Is that something you really want to be putting in your body? I would say no. But however you want to go on that. Open lines. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. We will be back right after this break and talk to you about whatever you'd like to discuss. One of the things I didn't get to that we'll talk about a little more in the second hour, the trees that had the most ice damage around here were red oaks. Red oaks that still had their foliage on the trees, which was kind of wild. We had a late season, and then this winter rushed in. The ice covered these trees with fall color, and in some cases, trees with green color. I was noticing on a project we're working on that some of the mesquite trees were still covered in green leaves, and the ice completely covered the green foliage, and when the ice melted, they were still green. I don't think that's going to last very long. I think they'll fall off. But we'll talk about it and what you ought to do to make your trees healthy if they went through that when I come back. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com.